Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So your story views have tanked and you can't figure it out. Well, today you're in luck because I'm going to tell you why it's happened and how we can fix it. Hey, my name is Chalene Johnson. Welcome to Build Your Tribe. My co-host is Brock Johnson, and we're always honored that you would tune in to one of our episodes. We love talking about social media. We love talking about ways that you can make money online and to grow your awareness. Today, however, we're talking about why it is your awareness is shrinking. If you are like most people, especially when it comes to Instagram, you're looking at your stories and or Facebook and saying, why are my views down? Why are my views cut in half? I know it was true for me. As a matter of fact, the catalyst for doing this episode was my own view count, which had been cut to almost a quarter of what it had been. And I was like, what did I do wrong? Is Instagram shadow banning me? Like, why are so few people checking out my incredibly good content on my stories? Okay, so let's talk about a whole bunch of reasons that everybody's view counts are down. And the first of which is saturation. We know that we are in a social media recession. Think about it. Like, everybody has more social media accounts. You probably even have more than one. Your mom has an account. Your dad has an account. Your sister's dog has its own account. Like, everybody has multiple accounts. So this oversaturation, the increase of supply, is coupled with a decrease in demand. In other words, you, probably like most people, are trying to figure out ways to consume less social media. I know I am. I'm like, I'm trying to follow fewer people. I scroll through my feed. I'm like, who even is this? Like, why am I following them? I'm not seeing the kind of content I want to see. I find myself sometimes like mindlessly scrolling and getting mad at myself because I've wasted like an hour. And I'm like, okay, I need to stop doing this. The last thing I want to do is follow somebody new. And I'm sure that's true for you too, right? Think about it. Most of us are like, I need to unfollow a whole bunch of accounts. I'm trying to consume less. So now we've got those two things coupled and we're in a social media recession. An economic recession is when the demand is low and the supply is high. That's where we are. We are in a social media recession. Therefore, it's important to recognize all of us are likely going to see a reduction in our view count because the competition is so high and the demand continues to lower. So keep that in mind. Will it ever climb back up to where it once was? It's hard to say. It might. But what it means is we've got to be more intentional about creating exceptional content when it comes to our stories. Now remember, when it comes to your Instagram stories, the only people that are going to see your stories are people who are already following you. Anyone new who's not following you will not see your stories. And it's important to remember that because it's how we connect on a deeper level with the people who are already following us. Sales happen on our stories. If we're going to get someone to come from our Instagram over to our email list, typically that happens on stories. That's how I'm converting people onto my email list. If you didn't catch the recent episode I did where I talked about how we grew our email list, I think over 40,000 in less than 2 weeks, you need to check that out because it happens on stories. So it's a very important thing for us to get people to watch our stories. Setting the decreased demand and the increased supply aside, what things might you be doing that could be working against you when it comes to Instagram showing your stories to your followers? I'm glad you asked because I had to take a look at that. I figured out some things I was doing that I didn't realize were having a dramatic impact on my story views. And I got this directly from a friend who worked at Instagram. Okay, so the first thing is this. Any use of explicit songs or songs with explicit lyrics is going to diminish the number of accounts that Instagram shows your stories to for a myriad of reasons. Even though these songs are approved, even though these songs are like, you know, they're in everybody's feed and it might even be a trending audio, but if you're using it in your stories and it's got explicit lyrics, there are many people who either will report that because they don't want explicit lyrics, number one. Number two, Instagram just knows we want to show your content to the greatest number of people. So it's got to work for the masses. And I'd been using a ton of like new Nicki Minaj. I love Nicki Minaj. She's just like my girl. And a lot of her new songs has very explicit lyrics. I've always used those, but recently I've been using a lot more of them, and that could account for my reduction in story views. Which leads me to my next point, which is any explicit language. So I sometimes use the biatch word. I love that word. I think it's so fun. It's like part of my brand. I love using it. But when I have used it or any other cuss word, because I'm a Christian who likes to cuss, I will notice that Instagram will say like, hey, oh, hold on. You posted something that is often banned or limited in views by Instagram. Do you want to post it anyways? And I was like a rebel and like, yeah, post it anyways. That was stupid. It was definitely limiting my views. So does that mean I have to censor myself? If I want more story views, yes. And that's fine. I mean, it's not like a part of my identity or anything, so I don't need to use that kind of language. I can definitely curtail it, especially if it means I'm going to be reaching fewer people. Instagram will limit your views if you're showing nudity or if it's mistaken what you're showing as nudity. So I heard from one follower who was told that they had community violations. By the way, did you know you can check with Instagram to see if your account is currently in violation of any of the community guidelines? Now, there's no guarantee that Instagram is going to notify you, but it's really important for you to double check this because you might be doing something that has been mistakenly tagged as a community violation. Back to one of our students of Insta Club Hub who was notified that they were in violation of community guidelines for showing nudity when in fact they weren't nude. It was just a onesie fitness outfit that was kind of a peach color, so it looked like they were nude. You gotta be careful. This happened to me once on TikTok. I was roller skating, and I think I was wearing like pink leggings, and all the people underneath were commenting, why is this woman roller skating in the nude? I was not roller skating in the nude. Do you remember when there was all the talk about the virus, which shall not be named, and anytime you said the C word or the C word and the number 19, that your account would get flagged or you would get like a notification underneath it. Yeah, that still holds true. And it also holds true. It's also important to remember as we're approaching an election season that any type of political conversation typically is going to get you fewer views on Instagram, regardless of whether you're on the right or left or somewhere in between. Anything that Instagram thinks is misinformation can limit your account. And that could be anything from you talking about the benefits of a product that you offer or some kind of science that you're referring to. If you don't have the research to back it up, or for some reason Instagram decides that you're spreading misinformation, or if somebody reports you for spreading misinformation, which can happen a lot, then your story views will go down. If you're someone who has bought followers or likes, or if it's something you're doing now, please stop. Stop immediately. Don't do that. And if you've done it in the past, a lot of people are like, what do? I bought followers or I bought likes. What can I do? You just got to move forward. There's like nothing you can do now. It's going to take some time before your account starts to come back to life. It will ding you. The other thing, which is really surprising that I learned from this friend of mine who worked at Instagram, is filters. Instagram is trying to show less and less content where people are using a filter. Isn't that interesting? And so I took a look at my Explore page. Take a look at your Explore page. And if you look at your Explore page, there's very, very few people on there who are using a filter. Unless, of course, they've found some third party where they're filming with the filter and then downloading it and then saving it to their camera roll and then uploading it without the filter notification. But yeah, Instagram is trying to show people less and less filtered content. I like that one. If you're getting comments and questions and not responding to people, Instagram sees that as you giving your followers low engagement, and so they will likely diminish the number of people who are seeing your stories. If your followers aren't engaging with your content, the same can be true. Now, we've done a whole bunch of episodes. I'm going to link to them below. And in these episodes, we share with you easy ways to get your engagement back up. But some simple tips I want to share with you now are like anything where you're asking your followers to be engaged in the story. So even when you're showing people like what you're doing behind the scenes, ask them for their opinion. Ask them how their day was. Ask them to vote in a poll. Ask them to tap the sticker. You want to get your followers to actually DM with you. And here's the reason why. Instagram has been very transparent about the fact that they want to show content to people who they believe you actually have a relationship with. And one of the ways that they determine that, the algorithm determines that, is are there two-way conversations? Are these two people DMing coming back and forth. If that's going to happen, your content, your stories are much more likely to be seen by that person and others. So the moral of the story is have conversations. Get people to talk to you on your stories. And the last two reasons why your stories might be getting fewer views are flooding and poor quality content. First, let's talk about flooding. Flooding is when you only post the stories like once or twice a day. And when you do, it's like bang, 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 bang. You post like a bunch of stories all together, all at once, and people see it and it's just like too many. So they stop. The other reason why is the quality just isn't good. It's just not that interesting. Listen, as I talked about at the beginning of this episode, we are in a social media recession. Businesses survive in economic recessions when they differentiate, when they go above and beyond, when they provide incredible quality and service, and they take care of their customers, and they build that loyalty. The same is true of a social media recession. Your content has to stand out. It's got to be better than it once was. So our recommendation to our students of Insta Club Hub and to those of you who listen to Build Your Tribe is to focus less on quantity of stories and focus more on quantity. Things that are really valuable. Think about the things that people love. What do you love seeing on stories? Most people love tips. They love resources. They love things that help them that aren't always about you serving yourself. So when I say people like to buy things, that doesn't mean that you should only show the things that you sell. That feels too self-serving. People want to see all the things that you suggest and that they could buy. For example, when I share content on my Instagram stories of like my favorite things on Amazon, my story views go through the roof. I just have to remember to do that more often because people do love to shop. They love tips. So pay attention to the type of content that you enjoy on stories and create more of that. Hey, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun and then be done. Ladies and gentlemen, we're done. Thanks for being here.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.